Arabella here. I've just roused that bearded brute of mine from a rum-soaked slumber to record a fresh episode of the Pirates Code podcast. He was singing sea shanties to the seagulls at dawn, but I've steered him back to the helm. We've dropped anchor and hooked the bottom good, so this fine vessel won't drift. We're floating steady in the crystal cradle of White Bay, Jost Van Dyke, in the beautiful British Virgin Islands. The waters be clearer than a mermaid's tears, turquoise and shimmering like gemstones scattered by Poseidon himself. The sky be painted in strokes of coral and gold, with cotton clouds lazing like hammocks overhead, and the gentle whisper of palm trees swaying to the rhythm of the sea. Now, my buccaneer will likely forget where we are or what day it be, and blame it on the sun, the salt, or the song in his soul. So allow me to extend a proper welcome to the Pirates Code podcast, where tales of treasure, tech, and truth sail side by side. So without further ado, take it away, Captain Karaoke.
Aye, at the last port, old Blackbeard found himself three sheets to the wind, bellowing sea shanties till the tavern shutters rattled and the landlubbers fled. We stirred up such a ruckus that the townsfolk called in the Ghostbusters, and mayhaps even the Kraken himself took notice. With no time to batten down nor apologize, we made a hasty retreat under full sail, laughter echoing across the waves as we vanished into the moonlit mist. We sailed through the night on wild waters, guided by starlight and rum-fueled instinct. Where we made berth, I know not, for I've yet to leave the comfort of the captain's cabin. I've been contemplating the backs of me eyeballs. All I can remember is blasting at the top of me lungs the AC/DC tune. Highway 2! Davy Jones' locker, shall we say. But then came a question from across the cabin. It be Arabella Nightwind, the tempest in a negligee, that the crew be calling first blade of the Black Tide, signifying she be the deadliest blade aboard the ship. Except for me own, of course. She must have picked up on the scuttlebutt at Bitcoin Beach. She approached with a question delivered like a cannonball to the mind. Blackbeard, what say ye of Bitcoin? Now that be a question worthy of a proper buccaneer's ponderin'. So I set down me rum, but not for long, pulled out the spyglass, and gazed deep into the digital horizon. And what did I spy? Aye! Now! Blackbeard be orange pill. Mark it well, ye scallywags. No longer do I sail the seas of fiat alone, for I've glimpsed the glow of the great orange sun rising on a new financial age. It was a most curious, scurvy salella, name a sailor, spelled like a land scholar, but sharp as a cutlass, who led me into the belly of this beast. Down the Bitcoin rabbit hole he went, and like a true captain of knowledge, he charted the waters where most dare not tread. He showed me how the central banksters, aye, the land-bound lords of illusion, print paper currency with no end, inflating it like a bilge rat's belly after too much grog. He spoke of money losing value faster than a leaking dinghy, while the plebs toil and sweat for coin that dwindles by the day. Me eyes opened wide as a kraken's maw. But before we sail any further, a quick word from the crow's nest. This here tale be for educational and entertaining purposes only. Aye, these be musings and ramblings of an old pirate spirit, not the advice of a legal officer or your tax-collecting quartermaster. Now, gather round me hearties. Hoist your mugs high and lend me your ears. For I bring tales of a treasure not buried in sand, but hidden in code. The winds of change blow fierce, and those who fail to raise their sails may be dashed against the rocks of ignorance. Avast ye! Picture this, if ye dare, in the vast digital seas where the old rules no longer hold sway. There exists a treasure unlike any other, a currency forged not by kings or emperors, but by the people. Aye, Bitcoin, the digital doubloon, a true pirate's prize that crosses borders and defies tyrants. At its heart be the blockchain, a logbook more secure than Davy Jones's locker itself. Every transaction, etched into time, visible to all, yet unchangeable by even the craftiest scallywag. A ledger no governor can forge and no fleet can sink. Bitcoin be a flag flying proud and free across the decentralized seas, where no single captain claims dominion, no admiralty, no empire, no bloated bureaucrat can halt its course. It be the promise of financial freedom, a vessel upon which any sailor, rich or poor, free or shackled, can embark. Aye, gather round once more, ye salty sea dogs and digital explorers. For now we speak of the ghostly captain whose name echoes across the seven blockchains. The tale of Satoshi Nakamoto, a shadow on the horizon, a name whispered in the wind like the cursed wail of the Flying Dutchman. No soul knows if he be man, woman, spirit, or collective of cunning corsairs. But what he left behind be no less than a revolution, a code-bound compass pointing toward uncharted freedom. Bitcoin be his legacy, and 'tis guiding us all to a treasure never seen before on the high seas. Every four spins of the earth round the sun, a mystical event shakes the very planks of the Bitcoin brig, the Halvin. I, the bounty given to miners, those brave souls who keep the ship afloat by maintaining the blockchain, be sliced in twain. Yet strangely, like Neptune rising from the deep, the value of each digital doubloon rises ever higher. Even the finest land-based wizards, economists they call them, be scratching their powdered wigs in disbelief. And who keeps the faith through the squalls and sirens? The hodlers, a legendary breed of modern-day buccaneers. They be masters of patience and persistence, clutching their Bitcoin tight like a map to buried treasure. Through turbulent tides and economic tempests, they hold the line, believing in the day when Bitcoin claims its rightful place atop the financial crow's nest. But we ain't stopping there, me hearties. Behold the Lightning Network, a miracle of modern engineering, as swift and striking as a thunderclap across the open sea. Transactions now fly faster than a cannonball on a tailwind. Bitcoin be growing not just in power, but in speed, scalability, and strength. The tides be shifting and the old world can scarce keep up. Now, cast your eyes to the horizon once more. You'll see the fiat ships, bloated with debt and hubris, taking on water with every inflationary wave. Paper currency, once trusted like a sturdy hull, now rots like an old galleon in the sun. Bitcoin, me crew, Bitcoin be the lifeboat. A solid, unsinkable vessel forged in digital steel, carrying us to safer shores. And I, the big players, be boarding too. Institutional pirates once mocking this newfangled coin now be raising the Jolly Roger high over their hedge funds and corporate towers. From Wall Street to Silicon Shores, they see what we early buccaneers already knew. The digital doubloon be the future. So listen well, ye lot. Even the fearsome Blackbeard himself now sails beneath the orange banner. I've seen the errors of the old ways, fiat folly and centralized treachery, and I declare with all me ghostly conviction, Bitcoin be the beacon of financial sovereignty. No longer must we bow to the whims of kings or the edicts of banksters. With the orange pill swallowed, we chart our own course. So hoist the anchor, tighten your rigging, and set your sights on the stars of decentralization. Let the wind of innovation fill your sails, and may the blockchain guide ye true. We sail not for plunder, but for freedom, and there be no greater prize in all the seas. Fair winds and a hodler's bounty to ye. And if ye hunger for more wisdom from the depths, tales of treasure and the secrets of success whispered in the wind, then sail on over to blackbear.world and download the free app where knowledge flows like rum and inspiration strikes like a thunderstorm. Now go, me brave buccaneers, and may ye always sail with the rising tide.
Did that rum barrel in human form just call me a tempest in a negligee? If he keeps up that kind of talk, he may be waking up with another smelly dead crab in his boots. Now, me lovelies, if there be any songs you'd like to hear that old sea-worn crooner belt out on his glowing karaoke contraption, whether it be pirate metal, rebel rock, or something fit for a grog-soaked serenade, just send word in a bottle, or better yet, leave us a message. Until next tide. Ta-ta, me hearties. May your days be merry, your wallets full of Bitcoin, and your boots blissfully crab-free.